Ask Brother David Kravis to open this meeting with prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before Thee at this time. We're so thankful, Father, that You sent Your only begotten Son that we might have life. We praise and thank You for this wonderful time of fellowship that we've had and delving into Your precious Word of Truth. We pray that whatever we've learned here, that we can apply these lessons in our lives each day, that we might be more conformed into the image of Thy dear Son. We pray now, Father, that You would just bless this service, bless Brother Jim as he leads us, bless our testimonies. We pray, Father, that You would open up our hearts, that we would share our experiences, share praise for all what You've done for us in our lives. We pray that whatever might be said would be edifying to each one, and that we would glorify Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother David. My dear brethren, Brother Jim Parkinson is going to lead our testimonies. How many praises should I give upon Brother Jim and his abilities here? He's quite adequately prepared to do this, and we enjoy his service. Brother Parkinson, we'll turn it over to you.
Well, my main function will be to keep my mouth shut and listen to what everybody else has to say. It is a prayer, praise, and testimony meeting. We might remind ourselves, too, in these 3 days of the convention we've had so far, the suggested manna texts for the morning were from Exodus 4:2, and the Lord said unto Moses, "What is that in thine hand?" Then yesterday from Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. And then this morning from Job 34:29, when He giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? We have opportunity to praise the Lord. We have opportunity to give testimony to Him. We may also offer prayer. Who would like to be first? Yes, Sister Sylvia. And let's start by telling you who we are, or each one of us.
Oh, hi. I'm Sister Sylvia from Barhead Ecclesia in Alberta, Canada. And I spend the winters down here and go to many conventions. And I'd like to praise the Lord for the opportunity we have of these conventions. I'd like to praise and give thanks to all the speakers who put work into this and depart some of their knowledge to us. And of course, I'd like to thank the San Diego Ecclesia for putting on a convention. Thank you.
Oh, we're delighted to have both you and Brother Johnny down here. It's one of the things I look forward to each year. Yes, Sister Jen. Oh, okay, Sister Dolores first.
Hello, I'm Dolores Saramack from Detroit, and I have love from our class, and I also have love for the Monday night meetings, because Marvy was supposed to give that, but because I have not been going during the darkness. But anyway, we have love from our class on Wednesday, too. And I've enjoyed the meetings. It really has been very, very uplifting. And there have been many things that I need to work on. And let's see. Oh, yeah. The memorial that is probably over with now for Frank Nimish. It was today. And it was Brother Kingsley from Orlando who gave the service. And Walter Bleachers, I think, had part of it, probably prayer. And let's see. What else? Well, I need your prayers. And I would remember you all in my prayers, too.
And while Brother Bernard is bringing the mic over to Sister Jenny, I'm going to get myself out of trouble by bringing the love of my wife, Sister Teresa, who would like to have been here, couldn't, and also the little ecclesia in West Covina.
Hi, I'm Sister Jenny Wilson from Fresno. We never miss this convention. It's one of our favorite things to do. And usually it's warmer. But I bring the love of our little class in Fresno, and we ask that you remember us in prayers. We need all the help we can get. There's 8 of us in Fresno, so we keep encouraging each other. And I'm going to share one of my favorite scriptures, and it is Psalm 145, and it's verses, 10 to... 4 verses here. All thy works shall give thanks to thee, O Lord, and all thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and tell of thy prayer, to make known to the sons of men their mighty deeds, thy mighty deeds, and the glorious splendor of thy kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. Now, when I first came into the truth, I found that, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's what we do. They will speak of the glory of thy kingdom and tell of thy power. And we thank you very much for this convention, and keep putting it on because we love coming. And may the Lord bless each one of you as he knows your needs. Thank you.
An excellent scripture to share with us. And by the way, the weather may not be what we were expecting, but while many are cold, few are frozen.
Brother Mark Allen from the San Luis Obispo class. We've unfortunately missed a few of the San Diego conventions. Brother Kent Humphreys had mentioned Satan's arsenal of stuff that he had laid out on the table, and I think they were throwing everything at us for the last couple of years, and we were unable to make it, but it's sure nice to be with you here this year. I wanted to especially bring the love of my mom, Sister Del Allard, to you. She would have loved to have been here. Her traveling days are becoming somewhat limited, but her heart is here, and I wanted her love sent. Also from the San Luis Obispo class, where half of us are here. The Hicks family were able to make it, but the Dunns, Jed, Audrey, and John, Sister Beverly Stone and Lynn Murray also wanted their love especially brought, and definitely wanted to bring the love of the Redekers, Brother Charles and Sister Elaine. We kind of teleconference each Sunday, so even though they were part of our class for some years and had moved back to Los Angeles, we still have them in our studies on Sunday, so and they're doing reasonably well. They just kind of are unchanging in their. They always look the same, but they always sound great. And but we do know they have some health challenges too. Lord has blessed me immensely the last year. I thank him every day for the wonderful blessings we have, the wonderful truth, the wonderful support we have of our brethren. I love you all, pray for you all, and look so forward to the kingdom that this world needs. Thank you.
That's right. I'm going to stay seated because I've got a laptop on my lap.
That's a good reason.
Brother Tom Gilbert from Middleton, Wisconsin. And today's theme seems to be chronology. And I want to echo the comment that Tom Ruggiero made earlier that chronology is not the problem. It's the way we deal with it, and that's not chronology's fault. I want to compliment Brother Peter on his unimpassioned approach to sharing that information during this last period. It just was overwhelming to take it all in for myself, but I appreciated all his work in putting that together and sharing it with us. But I think what chronology is illustrating for us is the point, I guess, that I made yesterday, that any two brethren can have two different viewpoints and be brethren of high intellectual integrity in looking at the information and still come to different conclusions. And I want to conclude by reading a short excerpt from a reprint article by Brother Russell, where I think he really reflects the very right spirit in looking at this. And this is kind of the guide to how I look at the issues related to chronology. The reprint is from 1913, page 5348, called The Sign of the Times. And I'll share it in case you have not seen it. It's very good, I believe. He says, "The fact is that notwithstanding the strength of our position and our hope that it may be true, it is nevertheless of faith and not of knowledge. To some, faith in the matter may become almost as strong and convincing as knowledge. Nevertheless, it is not knowledge, it is faith. We must admit that there are possibilities of our having made a mistake in respect to the chronology, even though we do not see where any mistake has been made in calculating the seven times of the Gentiles as expiring October 1, 1914. If others feel equally convinced respecting some other date which does not appeal to us, we should not on that account reject them as members of the body of Christ. Rather, we should say, whether you or we have the date correct, we must all agree that the signs of the times as we read them indicate clearly that the Master is nigh even at the door and that his kingdom is soon due to begin to take control. This means that whether within 1 year or within 10 or 20 years, the things which we are expecting will surely be accomplished." And of course, it's taken longer than that. "The church will be gathered, the messianic reign of righteousness will begin, preceded as foretold by the great time of trouble. The general facts are much more valuable and important than merely the day or the year respecting these facts. Let brotherly love continue. Suffer not any dispute over a day or a year to break the most precious bond of love which binds us to the Lord and to all who are truly His. Be specially careful on this point when the subject of discussion is one respecting which we have no positive knowledge. The rupture of fellowship may sometimes be necessary when we contend earnestly for faith once delivered unto the saints, faith in the divine plan, in the Redeemer, in the efficacy of his death, etc. These matters are positively stated in the Bible, not left to deduction, as in the case of chronology, and all matters based on chronology." I appreciate his spirit in that.
I can add just a thing or two. There is a difference between earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints and being earnestly contentious for the faith. Another thing I remember, Brother Russell Pollitt told me in 1915, Brother Russell's last visit to Vancouver. This would be about a year after October 1st of 1914 had come and gone, and about a year before he died. And Brother Russell Pollock's father said, "Brother Russell, Are we in the 1,000 years, or were we mistaken about the chronology? Brother Russell's answer. Well, Brother Paula, I think we are in the 1,000 years. Who would like to be next?
You know, I don't like to talk about chronology because I'm getting to the age where my chronology is about to run out. But I do have to pick up where my dear wife left off. She brought you love from the brethren, but they sent the scripture. And that is a Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And that's from your Fresno brethren I just want to mention that there are programs for the Fresno Convention, pre-memorial convention in March, on the table if you happen to miss them so far and would like to get one. Well, we'd be glad to have you there. And I'm going to leave it to others now.
Oh, you know, there's an advantage to being close to the end of one's own chronology. It's easier to number our days under wisdom.
I usually just like to listen to the testimonies. I enjoy hearing them so much at the convention. But I felt so moved by the talks yesterday, especially Lenny Grice's. And one that I often wonder, you know, we know that all things work together for a reason in our life. And sometimes we don't always know the reason. And I've come to accept that, you know, with our various experiences, you know, as long, you know, if we grow stronger and it draws us closer to our Lord, then that's the important thing. And about a week ago, I had gotten a phone call from my sister-in-law, and she was rather frantic, and she had said her daughter, she has two children, they're twins, had gone to school, and in the afternoon, she had gotten sick, and the father picked her up and took her to the doctor, and the doctor said that it looked like it was swine flu, and said that she's having a very difficult time with her breathing, and they needed to take her immediately to Children's Hospital. Oh, and she said she was frantic because her son, Tyler, which is the twin, was at childcare, and she didn't know what to do. And I told her, Vicki, go to the hospital. We'll take care of everything. We'll watch Tyler, and you just be there with Philip and Heather. And afterwards, my mind went back 14 years ago. Our son Stephen, who at that time was 6, also came down with the flu. But in his case, it turned into viral encephalitis. And he had seizures, and he ended up at Children's in the ICU unit. And he was in a coma for about 4 days, and it was rather frantic. We didn't know if he was going to make it or just what condition he was going to be in when he came out. And the Lord was gracious. He recovered, and he had no damage. And afterwards, you know, during that time, I felt grateful because, you know, I had the Lord and I leaned heavily on him and I was in constant prayer. But I realize now that the experiences we have help us to be sympathetic priests. And by us going through it, when I saw Vicki, I gave her the biggest hug and I said, I know what you're going through. I know how helpless you're feeling, how frantic, and I know the days ahead are going to be very difficult, which in fact they were. Our little Heather ended up where she had pneumonia, and they had to drain, where they drained her lungs, and then she ended up getting a hole in her lung, and then they had to put a tube in her chest, and her lungs were starting to collapse, and for a while we didn't know if she was going to make it. But we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and it looks like she's going to... she's been on a ventilator for the last week and a half, but it looks like they're going to try to wean her from it. But it was like the Lord was telling me that the experiences we have, even if we don't understand them at the time, that there is a reason, and it's to help others who go through these difficulties so that we can be there and just show them our love and our support and our willingness to help them through. And I was thankful that we could help them and do whatever we could. And it just helped me to realize how every experience as we go through is important, even if at that time we don't know why.
That's right. How would we become a sympathetic priesthood if we never had to sympathize with anyone? And by the way, we certainly don't want to think lightly of the swine flu. We can be grateful it isn't as bad as the one 90 years ago that actually apparently shut down World War I more than the military situation. Okay, who would like to be next?
There's some brethren online who want to share their love. Rachel Alexander, love and prayers to all gathered at the convention. Lord bless, nice to see so many familiar faces. And David Aldridge, I would like to testify that I love being a Bible student. I am an ex-JW. Sister Janice Vetro, if it was not already done, please convey to the convention our Christian love and greetings from our brethren in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Janice Brantner, love from Brother Tom and Sister Janice Brantner, Vancouver Island, BC. And Lejewski, ours too, please, Brother Peter and Sister Margaret. And someone, does anyone know which reprint Tom Gilbert mentioned in his talk? Yes. Oh, 5348.
That's good. You know, it's nice to hear from my cousin. And it's nice to hear from an ex-JW, especially seeing my wife as one. Nice to hear from all of the brethren around the country. And Vitaly.
Good evening, brothers. I want to raise my voice. I just want to express my feelings and happiness. Our end of the year looks like this. We have this convention, and then we have Phoenix Convention coming up next. Then we have Sacramento Convention. Then we have Fresno Convention, hope we'll make it. And then we have the Ontario Convention. And then we have the Los Angeles Convention. And then we have the General Convention. That's our plan for the next year.
Wonderful.
And every single time we come here, we see these new faces, and coming here just once a year, I kind of get to miss you, all of you. So I take the liberty to invite you all to Sacramento so we can see you more often. when I left Sacramento, I was thinking more like Thomas Jarrell said when he was in a plane, what am I doing? I want to relax at home. I have school. I have finals coming along in 2 weeks. What am I doing here? Well, as soon as I got here, and I've heard about Tom Rodriguez's talk and speeches in the beginning, the first day, in the first night, it was very uplifting, and I got very much energized. from those talks. And since then, I want to thank you all for putting this convention together. It's a blessing to be here. That's our third convention together, second with my parents and with my brother as well. I want to thank you all for being here. That's all. Thank you very much.
Well, don't feel too bad about the final exam. At the end of the millennium, the whole world will get a final exam. And who will be next? Thought I saw a hand, but it was only scratching his head. Oops, there's somebody right behind you, Sister Trish.
We have more brethren. Sister Debbie Atkins, please convey the love and greetings of the Oakland County Bible Students, Michigan, to the convention. Thank you. And of the Winnipeg brethren. And, Arlene says, I want to send my love to the brethren at the convention. I have blessed memories of the times I was able to come to the San Diego convention for many years. And that was Ellie who said, Debbie Atkinson sent love from Oakland County and I from Winnipeg.
Okay, we appreciate that. Oh, Vitaly has a little bit more to add. This is what we call a postscript.
I did miss a detail. We have brothers from Sacramento voted, and they want me to bring their love to all each one of you. We have love from my uncle, love from John Bella. He lives in Texas, Arizona, and his wife, and John Beeble, and his wife, Julia. And that's pretty much it, right? Great. Thank you.
Okay. That
I hope that's the last time.
That brings us up to date, we think. Okay, Brother Bernard.
Brother Bernard from San Luis Obispo Ecclesia. I think I've only missed one convention here. I started coming to class in 2000, and I think I'm not sure, but I've only missed one. I really enjoy this convention, and I really appreciate all the work that the brethren have done. And definitely want to give my thanks to the Heavenly Father, you know, for calling us out of darkness, the most marvelous light. And as I think one of the brethren mentioned, there's always opportunity, you know, like the parable of the talent. You know, I try to find opportunity when I can to share the truth just with friends or people that I run into. And lo and behold, you never know when there's a listening ear. So that's kind of been my way of trying to give, of doing God's will, just sharing what's in my heart and God's will. The other thing is, a lot of you probably do know that I did get married in January of this year. I got married twice, the 17th and 18th. And on the 18th, I got married by Brother Homer. And Sister Beverly cut the cake. My dad did the ceremony also for the Ghanaian wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. So I'm married to a beautiful Ghanaian consecrated sister. And I'm patiently waiting. So that's been my kind of my my challenge, my testing. But I email my wife every day. We talk quite a bit. And the experience is kind of like what the sister shared. This experience is really strengthening us. And then what we really look at is we make God supreme. You know, this is His will. He's put us together. We know no man can put us asunder. And whenever I tell her, when I talk to my wife, I always say, well, you know, it's God's will. And we will probably appreciate each other more when we are together. So, but I do want to bring the love of the brethren from Ghana also. The truth there is prosperous. Brother Homer, my father, Brother Kent is going. And those brethren, they are very, very energetic in the truth. And I definitely bring the love of them. And I ask that I myself and my wife is also in your prayers. Thank you.
Good. And while you're thinking about the patience you've got to exercise in waiting for your bride, think how long our Lord has had to wait for His. And who would like to be next? Well, now, it's a prayer, praise, and testimony meeting. And Brother Scott, I'm going to ask you to offer prayer for Brother David and Sister Kathy Demery, who miss being here, and we certainly miss them. Okay. Scott is in the back in the corner.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Father in heaven, we ask that you be with Brother David and Sister Kathy during this time of physical illness. We pray that you'll be with them, strengthen them, and give them hope and peace. Give them your peace during this trial. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And let's see, who is next? Okay.
Someone else online who I missed. She said, I missed her, Marjorie Tice. Dear Brother Jim and brethren, loving greetings from your brethren in Middletown, New York, Sister Marjorie Tice and Brother and Sister Dolan. Sister Marjorie says, we are certainly enjoying the convention and seeing all of you, even if we are so far away. God bless you all. 1 John 3:1-3. From Sister Marjorie Tice.
For Sister Marjorie and the Dolans and the others, you may think of yourself as far away, but you're no farther from home than we are. And who would like to be next? Sister Elaine.
I'm Sister Elaine Allard from the San Luis Obispo Ecclesia, and I just want to praise my Heavenly Father for the opportunity to be here. Like Mark said, it's been a few years since we've been here, and we always looked forward to the San Diego Convention, and it just seems like you missed the first year, and then the second year, you just feel further away, and the next year, you feel even further away, and so it's just been a real blessing to be here, and I'm just really, really thankful that we could come. And I want to bring the love of our daughters, too. They're at home taking care of the house and the cats and working. And it's great. I just want to say that Bernard comes to meeting every Sunday, and just the joy that he shows, you know, just being there. And I know the difficulty in you know, working with patients on his situation, and he always comes with a smile, and he's always eager to get into the studies, and he's just been a really good example of patiently trying to do the Lord's will and lean upon the Lord, and I know it hasn't been easy for him. And I just want to say that the talks yesterday were just, and today just have been just incredibly amazing. I just have a lot to work on, and they've given me a lot to think about and ponder on, and I want to get the CD and listen to them over and over again. And so, I really, really want to thank the San Diego Ecclesia for putting this on. I know how much work it is to put a convention on, and the blessings you receive also. We just had ours in October, and it was just wonderful after the feeling you're just left with. It's just wonderful. So I just really, really want to thank the San Diego Ecclesia. And we haven't had rain. We need rain. And I'm just thankful to the Lord that we're getting rain. And even though it's kind of cold, it's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it's needed. We know who did a lot of work up at San Luis Obispo Convention. We appreciate the work that's been going on down here. And I was thinking back. My first San Diego convention was 50 years ago this year. And I'm grateful for each one that I've had a chance to get to. Time was when I couldn't get to them as regularly when it was on Labor Day, because, after all, sometimes it was Jackson or New York or Seattle. But now it makes it much easier. And who would like to be next? Yes, Gretchen over here.
Good afternoon, brethren. Gretchen Grice from the Delaware Valley class in eastern Pennsylvania. Our town borders Philadelphia to the northeast. And we live there 7 months out of the year, and 5 months we live in the Phoenix area. And we just arrived there the other day, and kind of share our times between both classes, because we love all the brethren and we don't want to have to make a choice. wanted to bring you the love from the Davises, Mariana, and Larry. Just recently got a message from them on the internet, and they wanted their love sent. Also, I wanted to share something with you, which I think is really cool. And some of the brethren have heard this, because when we were in convention last week in Jersey City, I shared it with the brethren. And it's about our son, Aaron. And we adopted Aaron when he was quite young. And he was our foster child for 2 years before we adopted him. And his natural mother was adopted as well. So he never knew what his nationality was, nor did he know any type of medical history. And we recently had DNA studies done on him that you do through mucosal swabs and sputum. And we were excited to find out just recently that his biological father was German and Dutch, or in that area, and then his mother was Ashkenazi Jewish. So I was really thrilled about that. And of course, he wanted to have a bar mitzvah right away. And probably next week he'll be in his prayer shawl and his yarmulke, because if anybody knows Aaron, he's a real jokester. But anyway, I thought that was real nice for him, that he now knows, you know, what nationality is, because he's always wondered, he's always asked, as every child does. That's something that kids kind of brag about when they're younger, that they're Jewish or that they're Polish or Italian or German or whatever they are. So anyway, I'm glad for him that he knows. And also, we were able to get some information on health history on him, which was important as well. But we do bring you, like Len said, the love from our brethren in the Delaware Valley class. Our class is getting smaller like everybody else's, but they do love you all, and they did want their love sent. Also wanted to thank Bob and Terry Brand for having us, even though Terry's not feeling very well. We appreciate their fellowship and the comforts of their home. And with Brother Tom, we've had a really nice time together, and it's nice to see everybody. It was unusual when I first came out west. I didn't know that many people, and when I look out into the crowd, I know most people, and it's a really wonderful feeling. And God bless you all, and thank you to the San Diego class for all their labors of love. Good to see you again, Jim.
Thank you. I can remember my first time coming out west, and I knew only three brethren in the whole West Coast. I had met the Pollocks, and I'd met Brother King Barrett in Victoria, and nobody in between, so I wound up in between in San Francisco. Sister Marvie.
I'm Sister Marvie Hackney from the Detroit Ecclesia. I'm very happy to be here. It's my first time at this convention. I've really been impressed with the fellowship and the talks. They've been very meaningful, and I've really appreciated them. And I wanted to thank Brother David Rice for picking us up at the airport and being so patient with us, and Sister Sandra for picking us up from the hotel each morning. And all of you have just been so friendly and loving to all of us, so I appreciate that. We all have many challenges, and I ask for your prayers. It was today I met the Bach children again. They used to be in my Sunday school class at the Detroit class, and so I hardly recognize them. They've grown up so much, and so it's very good to see them, and it's good to be here and to see all of you. So thank you for this convention, and I appreciate the San Diego Brethren.
And thank you for coming out for it.
This is a P.S. We have a convention, too, and I forgot to bring but we're going to have it at a new hotel, and we'll have the meeting at the hotel, and we'll have people staying at the hotel, and everything will be inside. So I just thought it would be nice if anybody would like to come. It'll be at Pre-Memorial.
Oh, Well, I spent 5 years getting to the Detroit meetings, and I have fond memories of that for all five of those years. So I guess quite a number of us really have wound up coming west, whether we intended to or not. I've appreciated your fellowship over the years, and Ben's as well. And who would like to be next, with or without P.S.? There's Sister Sylvia.
Yes, I'm going to give a P.S. too. We're having a convention next August, and I believe Jim's going to be there.
I'll plan on it.
So if you want to see Jim, you better come up to Alberta.
Are there things that brethren are particularly thankful for? This is a Thanksgiving convention.
We have more testimonies from our brethren online. I'll just scroll up here. Okay. Chai Dharmastat says, "Greetings from me. Glad to be able to attend the convention, even just online. And love from the convention from Brother Ron Palmgren. And Brother B, or Sister, I don't know, B.C.Y. Boz. Love to all the brethren online and at the convention, Brother C.Y. Bazell in Denver." Then Ellie says, "I think my first San Diego convention was also 50 years ago, the first convention I ever wanted to..." Oh, I just jumped. One minute. "The first convention I ever went to outside of Los Angeles." And Charm Dharmastat also wanted to share a testimony from a Kim in Korea. "Recently, I made a brief explanation of 1874, 1948, and 2043, and I could continue the interpretation of this stream of time, which was long suspended. I attached them all with the manna October 17 to November 20, and now I am sending them to you. With great thanks to the Lord, I have got a Bible student brother here. He had been a JW for about 20 years and was an elder in JW organization and is in mid-40s, and his wife is now a JW. He came out of the JW last year because he realized that JW was not God's only organization on earth, and many leaders of JW were deeply depraved and their teachings were dogmatic. But he was not happy after quitting JW, for he was thirsty for the truth but couldn't find it. He said that he finally found the truth through the writings of mine on the web. I met him in Pusan, P-U-S-A-N, during my trip there last month, and I gave him Bible Study Library DVD, but his English is poor. Recently he told me that he became a JW that because of Brother Russell." Okay, and then, there's more here. The testimony of, okay, and also love from Brother Mark Tribble, and love from Bob Brand at the computer in the back of the convention room.
Okay. Sister Chai Dharmastat is on the East Coast. Let's see, Brother Homer has his hand up. And I would also like to ask, in addition to your testimony, Brother Homer, if you would offer prayer for Sister Lynn Gamble.
Brother Homer Montague from Long Island, New York, Hempstead. And my dear wife reminded me that I should testify because... there's a sister that some of you may or may not know, but her name is Sister Joyce Young Smith. And I gave a testimony at the Jersey City Convention last week because she asked to have her love brought there, and she didn't know who would know her, but I mentioned it, and I think Sister Lillian Kasperwitz said, well, ask her the next time you speak with her whether she knew my parents, Brother and Sister Bleacher. So she's on a couple of the phone conferences that we have, three of them, actually, that she's on. And she said, oh, yes, yes, I remember them very well. So Sister Beverly told me to share that with you. Secondly, I don't know if any of you know or how many of you know, but Sister Vivian Lilica has completed her course. So I thought you would want to know that. And then finally, we're glad to be in San Diego. One of the nice things about coming to San Diego is that, you know, if you don't have a large family and you want an extra day of convention, even though we couldn't get here at the time that we wanted to originally, it seems that, you know, some of you have had parts of 3 days of convention you still have tomorrow to look forward to. So it's rather nice that you have a place to go on Thanksgiving and that to do. And, of course, we had expected to see Brother Richard today. He left a message. We called him last night. And he said he'd be here. Brother Richard Gamble, maybe he'll be here tomorrow. So in accordance with your request, we'd like to ask a special blessing upon the Gamble family and Sister Lynn, and which we will do. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be here in San Diego, and we have especially fond remembrances of the Gamble family, and especially Sister Lynn, whose heart has always been so close to thee, seeking to do thy will, and knowing that she has been undergoing difficulties for some period of time, we ask that thou might sustain her, keep her heart with thee, and thou knowest all things. And what we ask for her, we ask a special blessing upon the household and those who care for her, that she may be nurtured, and knowing that thou art a gracious God, we remember her always, and we thank thee for this privilege. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Thank you. We have time for one or two more. There's Jeff in the back. I look forward to seeing Jeff each convention.
And of course, I look forward to seeing you, Brother Jim. I wanted to just say very quickly how much I love and appreciate the folks from all over the country, all over the world, but especially here in San Diego. I've known folks in the San Diego class now for, I guess, nearly 35 years. And I'm so happy when I get to see the Rices, and I get to see you, and I get to see Bob, everybody. So I want to thank you for letting me come each year and be a part of this wonderful time. Thank you.
And we appreciate that. And Bob has another P.S.
Brother Jim and Brother Knight, I was too flippant with that comment about ecology, what am I saying, chronology, zoology. And I did want to say how much I've appreciated this convention, the talks that have been given, very thoughtful and very worthwhile, and I've appreciated that very much. I do also want to ask your prayers on my behalf, because it's just nothing special. It's just that I love you all, and I want to do the Lord's will. And I couldn't help but think that, as you mentioned, your first convention in San Diego, I think it was my first convention that I ever came to, and I'm not sure the year, but I believe it was probably in the 1952 or 1953, 1954 time frame, somewhere along there. And I remember the first that Brother Ed Fay gave a talk there about the resurrection parties. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it was the idea that instead of funerals, when the kingdom was established, the families would gather together to welcome back the one that died, you know. And it was a beautiful idea, and the way he expressed it was really very. And I was a newcomer to the truth. It was a real thrill to me, and I've always remembered that. So I thank you and for the brethren here at San Diego for the love and the effort that they've made.
Bob came to the convention by himself because I was pregnant with my second child and very uncomfortable. I didn't want to travel. And so I'm so glad that he was able to come. It was a very special memory for him.
I was even luckier in 1960 when I got to work down here for 2 or 3 months. 1960. Yeah. No, you're ahead of me, all right, still. Okay, we have time probably for one more. And that's Brother Lee.
Least but not last. This is Brother Lee from the San Luis Obispo Ecclesia. I'd just like to raise my voice in thanking the Heavenly Father for all the wonderful things that he has permitted I and my wife to accomplish. And for the dear brethren here that have put on a wonderful convention thus far, and the speakers that have been on the platform, the message that they have delivered has been well received in my heart. I enjoyed every one of them. You know, I realized what it takes to really study and be prepared to get on the platform and deliver your discourse. I've done that a few times. By the Lord's grace, coming the 13th of January of 2010, we will be going to Ghana, West Africa once again. And I'll be asking and answering your prayers that the Lord's will overrule in whatever we may encounter. The dear brother, one brother, Brother Edwards Kanasa, he called me Friday, and he also asked me personally to convey his love to the brethren here at the convention. He's a very, very, very enthusiastic brother in the truth. I've never seen one work so faithful, not only for one brother, but for anyone who asks on him. He's always ready. He reminds me what Jesus says. He says, if you want to be my disciple, take up your cross and come and follow me. If you love your mother more than me, or your wife, or your children, you can't be my disciple. And this brother is a good example for all, not only the brethren in Africa, but all of us who know him. And I also like to thank the Heavenly Father for my dear wife. She has some problem, and it is dementia. And some of you may know what it is. And it is not very easy for me to see her kind of in that predicament. But I know the Lord overrules in everything that we encounter. But yet and still, she's able to go wherever I go. And she will be going with me to Ghana in 2010. So I ask and answer your prayers. May the Lord his blessing.
We appreciate that. And whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. And it was my first convention or a meeting in anywhere west of the Mississippi River that I first met your wife up in Sacramento. 1959 it was. So I thank you very much for all of your testimonies. And remember that we are here to give thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving convention and praise to our Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Brother Jim, for your leading of this meeting and brethren for your testimonies and your encouraging comments. We're going to close now with the use of Jim's choice of 306A. 306A. Sounded
Saint Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the rain, world's golden storm, from each idol that would keep us. Saint Christian,
dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name above all names. We thank thee again for thy mercies and the opportunity to meet together, to consider thy word, to apply it in our lives. We thank thee also for the provision of the food. Bless the hands that prepared it. Help us to use the strength from it to please thee, to honor thee. Bless our fellowship to that end. We ask in Jesus' precious and most worthy name. Amen.
Thank you. I think that was the first one. Everybody else, here is the. You had pretty good presentation. I did notice one.